Maxing Kevy on Civic Media, that's Cold Black River and 420 decibels. 420 decibels. Such a magic number that 420 is. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxing Kevy here on Civic Media. Be sure to grab the app. The Civic Media app is the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio. It's waiting for you right now at civicmedia.us. In the studio with us right now is Eric Cobb from Cold Black River. We're going to talk about some happenings with Cold Black River and the upcoming Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau, Wisconsin. Eric, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening, fellow humans.
It is wonderful to see your face, man. What's going on? What's making news right now with Cold Black River?
What are the haps? Well, we just survived playing a gig over at Dark Star Art Bar with the great Reverend Meantooth and a local artist whom I absolutely adore, J.F. Zastro.
Okay.
And I think you may have had him on your show at some point. He's a solo acoustic guy. Is the simplest way to describe it, but he's far more than that. Really great performance. He's one of those guys that performs with the acoustic guitar and the kick drum and just really wails and plays some killer classics. And then
is he a one-man?
He is a one-man band, but yeah. You could tell there's like six different things going on at once as he's up there.
It's amazing how they do that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and then the Reverend gets up there. So Reverend Meantooth, who is Tom Jordan from 21 Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
It's his solo project. And I think he probably developed that through the pandemic. He was looking to do some solo stuff. That guy has I'm not sure what the instrument is, but it's basically like a block of wood that's attached to the mic and goes into the PA, and then he just kicks on it, and it sounds like a kick drum. And I'm sure you could probably make any sound with it, but it was pretty clever. And then he had some sort of bells on his other foot, and so he would do the kick and the, you know, hi-hat, essentially, with his feet as he was performing with this slide guitar. Just really great performance, really soulful music. And of course, Dark Star Art Bar is, it's really the place to go.
It's a brand new, obviously, what was it? The Dark Horse before that.
Right.
Owner change. Now it's this Dark Star Art Bar. Sam is doing a great job over there.
He really is.
I have not been to the new venue yet, but I'm scheduled to go there soon.
Wonderful.
And what was it like playing from a musician's standpoint going into that venue? I know they made some changes.
They had. They had the stage in front of the glass before, and now they sort of kitty-cornered it at a 45 to face the room a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the acoustics were better. The sound system he has in there is better. He had a really great sound guy. Ian from Discount was running sound for us that night. He's a lovely dude. And the crowd, again, is really wonderful. What I like about Dark Star Art Bar is, and this is the way that I look at this place, I think of it as a boutique venue. It's, you know, you ask Sam, what do you want to do with this place? And he's like, well, you know, I've got to run a bar and I've got to have a venue and all this stuff, but I really want to concentrate on this art stuff. Mm-hmm. He starts getting really excited when he talks about the art. And you can tell that he really takes his time and he's very conscious of the choices that he makes with the art that he has on display there. And I know for a fact that the night we played, they sold at least half a dozen pieces that were hanging up on the wall.
That's amazing. Was
fantastic.
That's
so
great.
He really wants to have sort of a art place, a museum of sorts, but also a place where artists can display their work and sell their work. And then it also happens to be a venue and a bar.
That's great. Dark Star Art Bar on East Washington Avenue here in Madison. Far as Cold Black River music, I know the last album we all have was Live at the Spaceship.
Yeah.
Fantastic album. That's the album that 420 Decibels was on. Any plans to jump back in the studio, record some new music? Any plans to release any vinyl in the near future?
We love all of those ideas. When Brent had joined us, he was with us for a little while, and 420 Decibels was the first song that he had written with us. So this was our first time to collaborate with him. And just that sound, we missed Jeremy quite a bit as our guitar player and collaborator, but it was really neat to bring in some of this new blood and have just a little bit of a different energy to this music. So 420 Decibels came together really quickly, and in a way that we were extremely pleased with. So we were very excited to release it on the live album. What we've been doing lately, since that album, we played as many quality gigs as we possibly could. You know, when you start off, you want to play everywhere. You'll play people's basements. Right. You'll play a parking lot. You do whatever. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And one of the things that we're really concentrating on is twofold. Number one, we want to have quality gigs versus quantity gigs. So we're going to just hit those really solid places that we know that we can bring in an audience and have a really good time. And then secondly, really concentrating on writing new music. And what we've been doing lately as we perform live is we're doing like a lot of bands. We're testing out these songs as we go out live and perform. So at the recent show, we released two songs. It was Heretic Machine, and we have another song called Untold Thousands. And they seem to be getting a really great response, so we're really loving that.
When you say you're testing new songs to the crowd, so you have a new song, and you see this all the time at shows where a band will say, hey, this song is brand new, we've never played it before, tell us what you think. As you're playing the song or after the song, when you say you're testing it, where are you getting your test results from? What are the test results that you're looking for?
So the way that I craft a tune, I want to kind of keep it organic and keep it moving a little bit as we go from point A to point B. Point B being final, done, we're going to go in and record. Mm-hmm. And in between that time, we have a lot of space to move, a lot of air to breathe. And we are able to take these songs in their current incarnation, perform them out in the crowd, and just see how the crowd reacts.
So you're looking for a crowd reaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you like reading facial expressions while you're singing?
Well, you know, when we set up our gear, we're setting up at least 37 to 40 cameras and microphones. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. what's really interesting about the relationship that an artist has on the stage with the audience that is out there is you're trying to communicate, you're trying to share, you're emoting, you're doing all kinds of things. You're telling a story in a lot of ways too. And that's what we try to do with our music as well. So yeah, we're looking for facial expressions, and naturally, when you're finished with the song, how does the audience react? Are they stoic and they don't do anything at all? Or do they scream and yell and say, yeah, that was great, or whatever?
So you're looking for that emotion.
Absolutely. You want to see that you give them that little bit of a punch. And
have you ever tried a new song on stage and got crickets afterwards?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I think everybody has, without a doubt. It also depends on the mood of the audience and where you're playing too.
Right.
You know, if you're playing a place maybe you haven't been before, maybe they don't know who you are, that sort of thing, that can have an impact on it. Then again, you can play a place you've played several times and the audience is very familiar with you and they're looking forward to your previous stuff and even your new stuff. But it's really great to have that blend of folks that know you, folks that don't. You look out into that audience after you perform that song, you hear that audience reaction, you see their facial expressions, you see that they're not on their phone and things like that, that they're actually paying attention to what you're doing. That makes you as an artist feel like you're actually doing the work and that you're successful. And I really like that. And there's nothing better than to perform a song, especially a new song, for the first time and have that reaction that you've been looking for.
Right.
And you're like, oh, we made it. We did it. We crafted a really great song here that they've really glommed onto. And okay, next song.
It's like a big science experience with a new song on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for the results there. Eric Gobb from Cold Black River is in the studio with us right now on Max Hank Heavy. Riff Raff Fest is coming up Saturday, September 9th. Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. You've played this festival a number of times, haven't you, Eric?
So, this is funny. Our dear friend Frank Lane he's the man at Pollock Inn. And Grave Next Door reached out to us because we'd performed with them before with Dire Wolf and a number of other bands. And they said, would you like to jump on this bill? And we said, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it started off with two bands and then three and then four and then now five. And I'm like, okay, this is a show. Oftentimes, if we go beyond three bands, I like to make the show something. It's not just a show.
Make it a spectacle.
To any degree, whatever way we can get more people in the door, right? So it's always a good, simple way to call something a fest. And I'm like, well, what fest should this be? And I immediately thought Frank Fest. And I'm like, that just rolls off the tongue perfectly. It's fantastic. I drew up some artwork for it. A very cartoony version of Frank and very R. Crumb inspired kind of illustration. Put together this poster and I sent it over to Frank. I was like, hey, Frank, what do you think about this, buddy? And he's like, Eric, I really appreciate it, but I don't think I can do it. And you could totally tell that he's just being shy and he's being humble and all those lovely things. And I said, this is a great idea. Frank Fest rolls off the tongue. It's really great. He's like, I don't know, maybe for around my birthday or something. I was like, okay. So now we're struggling with how do we add one word to the word fest and make it into something. You go out into the universe and everything is a fest. Volcano Fest, it doesn't matter. You can, whatever, it's already taken. Well, Riff Raff Fest, which we'd used before at the High Noon, wasn't taken. I might need to copyright that, by the way.
Maybe.
I'm like, all right, it's Riff Raff Fest then. And so we jumped in on that. The other bands jumped on and they were like, this is fantastic. Let's roll with this. And here we are.
Eric Cobb from Cold Black River. Riff Raff Fest once again is happening Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. Frank's a wonderful guy, by the way.
Love that dude.
And the Pollock Inn. And it's a really fun place. What is the hard rock metal scene like up in central Wisconsin, in the Wausau, Stevens Point area? You've been up there. You played a number of shows in central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the support up there.
We love Wausau. We love that area. We have some family up there. We have a ton of friends up there. They are so inviting, the audience and the people that run these venues, that when you're there the second time, the third time, the fourth time, your family at that point, you know, it's hugs and kisses and let's rock and roll. And that's one of the things that I love about that particular area. You have a lot of talent up there. Mm-hmm. You know, Madison is loaded with a lot of talent, a lot of killer heavy talent, but also jazz and blues and other kinds of things. Same thing with Wausau. You have a lot of that up there. In fact, on this particular bill, we've got Karma Bloody Karma, which is one of the newer up and coming bands that are up there, along with Passion Aggression. Again, these guys are just cutting their teeth, but I tell you what, they're making a mark already.
Yep.
You know, I didn't make this kind of a mark when I first started out. Nobody knew who I was for years and years. People still don't know who I am.
We just spoke with the brothers from Karma Bloody Karma last hour, and they're super excited about this.
Excellent. Well, those guys, there's another band up there called, I'm going to mispronounce this, I know that I am, called Tantivy. They absolutely slay. And these guys are killer. And the first time I think Karma Bloody Karma and Passion Aggression got a chance to hit the stage was to share the stage with these guys. And so that's where they were able to really kind of make their mark and say, hey, you know, what are some other shows that we can jump on? And this is an absolutely perfect show. The way the show is mapped out is you have Passion Aggression starting off, and then you end it with Karma Bloody Karma. So you got your locals that are really supporting that heavy metal sandwich, so to speak, to make this thing happen.
And Clean is coming as well. Are they the ones from Michigan?
So Grave Next Door, as I mentioned, had booked the show, and their dear friends, Clean, C-L-E-E-N, are coming with them. And again, if you like stoner, doom, heavy, rock, you're going to like both of these bands quite a bit. The other thing that I like about all of these bands, there's no pretension, there's no attitude, there's none of that. Everyone is super humble, super sweet. All they want to do is rock, and that's what's going to make this show really awesome.
That's awesome. The show starts at 7 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah, when you add those five bands, you got to start a little bit early. Yep. But I'll say something about early shows. I'm noticing that shows are starting to begin earlier and earlier, and I think that that's a good thing. I think that's why Max Inc. Radio is so successful with your matinee shows.
Yes.
People really love those earlier shows because everybody wants to go to bed at a decent hour.
Well, you know, we're the older generation now, Eric. I mean, look at us. We got gray in our beards.
Oh, we do. We do.
Riff Raff Fest at the Pollock Inn, Saturday, September 9th. Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression. Chad Holmes from WXCO is going to be on location. He's going to, I think he said he wants to introduce a band or two, and I think he's going to get on the radio. You and Chad will probably do some check-ins on that evening while Rocker, Terry, and I are on air.
I love
during
it.
Max Inc. Radio.
That'd be perfect.
If you're in the Wausau, central Wisconsin area, if you like hard rock and metal, the Pollock Inn is the place to be on Saturday, September 9th for sure. It's a Max Inc. Radio presented show and WXCO Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau. Eric, beside Riff Raff Fest, anything else on the calendar for Cold Black River that you're excited about?
We are absolutely thrilled, and I can say I am thrilled with Scorpio Fest coming November the 11th at Red Rooster. This bill is probably the most stacked bill we'll be on this year. And by stacked, I mean it has all of the heavy players from Madison that have been around for, in some cases, 20 plus years performing at Red Rooster. We're talking 7 bands.
Wow.
Which is also crazy. But every single one of these bands is a band that everyone will know about. So if you are out there running around, go on to Facebook, look up Red Rooster, take a look at November the 11th, or look up Scorpio Fest and look at November the 11th. Take a look at that bill and tell me that that's not a stacked bill.
Doom and Stone is also coming soon for you, right?
Absolutely. On that same day, interestingly enough, so CBR will be playing at Scorpio Fest, and the reason I'm so excited is because I'm also a Scorpio. Doomed and Stone is in Green Bay on November the 11th, and we are just now finally getting things tightened up with the major headliner, a handful of the minor headliners, and then the supporting bands are solidified. So we're extremely excited to start announcing bands for Doomed and Stone this year.
When that happens, please let us know. We have listeners up in Green Bay on 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm not kidding about this, and I'm not kidding about any of these shows. I don't say this lightly. Riff Raff Fest will sell out. It's a smaller venue, but it's going to sell out. Secondly, Scorpio Fest, I guarantee you, will sell out.
Yeah.
And finally, with who we've landed for the headliner for Wisconsin Doomed and Stone this year, it most certainly will sell out. So when these things are announced and you have the opportunity to grab your ticket, get it now because it will sell out.
So for Riff Raff Fest, that's the most important one right now. That's going to sell out. How can people get advanced tickets?
I would go to the event page and click on tickets so that you can grab that ticket before you get in there.
Super easy. It's Riff Raff Fest with Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression. It's at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. We hope to see you there.
Absolutely.
And Eric, is always a blast to see you. Thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate you.
Thanks for inviting us in. I appreciate it.
Let's do some more Cold Black River right now. It's Dystopia. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.